You're listening to Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett. On today's special edition of Away with Words, we're sharing some of our favorite calls from the past year, like all the times we hear from you about disputes at work.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes those disagreements over the smallest things are also the most fun. Take Jarrett from Richmond, Virginia. He and his coworkers couldn't agree on what to call the most critical piece of equipment in any office.
We were cleaning out our water cooler that got some algae in it, and as we were cleaning it out, it's pretty disgusting, whether or not you can believe it, so don't look in it.
Okay.
But we were cleaning out the water cooler, and the one coworker, Jesse, suggested that we should clean it with vinegar like we would a coffee pot. Mm-hmm. And my other coworker, Mike, was kind of confused by this. And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And he was still kind of looking at me weird. And he said, why wouldn't you just clean the coffee pot with soap and water? And I said, oh, I get what you mean. She's talking about the insides, the reservoir, the tubes, et cetera. And he said, you mean the coffee maker? And I said, yeah, the coffee pot. And so we started kind of laughing about it and discussing it. And so I decided I'd send an email out to everyone in my unit. And I sent a picture of the appliance, said, what do you call this? And so we got the responses, and it was about 50-50. Some people said coffee maker, others said coffee pot, and was just wondering what is correct or what is accepted, and are there regional variations?
I'm pretty sure there's no regional variation on this. What's happening here is a linguistic phenomenon known as synecdoche, where this is where a part of something or a material that something is made of can stand in for the whole and can just represent mm-hmm. the whole thing. And it's further confused by the fact that we have a wide variety of coffee-making devices. And some of them don't look anything like a pot, but some of them look very much like a pot. Have you ever seen these big urns that you might make a gallon of coffee for a big conference? That's very mm-hmm. much a coffee pot and a coffee maker. So both terms perfectly apply there. But it's a different kind of pot. And my mm-hmm. question, just to stir the muck a little bit, for those of you who think that the glass vessel is the only thing that's the coffee pot is, what part of that says pot to you? Because it's made out of glass, and pots are not usually made out of glass.
Oh, no. No, I don't know if I can say that.
No, that's not completely true. There are plenty of small pots, like you might have a honey pot made out of ceramic. But
Well, Jarrett, here's my question. Mm-hmm. You talked about regional differences, but I'm wondering if there's a generational difference.
Interesting.
Do you find that? The reason I ask is because when I was very young, my parents had a coffee pot, and it was, the kind that you just plug into the wall, and you poured out of that very pot, and there was a little glass thing on the top, and the coffee would brew, and you would hear it go mm-hmm. like that, and then
the percolators.
Yeah,
I love the percolator.
Right.
I love watching them. Yeah.
And I thought of that as a coffee pot,
right.
And then I remember when Mr. Coffee was introduced in
uh-huh.
the early 1970s, mm-hmm. and it was like, oh my gosh, this whole machine, and so I think I called it the coffee maker. And the glass thing was the pot.
I was just wondering if one is more correct than the other, if one mm. is a preferred term. I think there was some confusion that by using coffee pot when you meant coffee maker introduced confusion into communication.
You've listened to the show enough. I'm mm-hmm. I'm ambivalent. I'm not willing to come down on either side for this. I think they both work. What happens in human communication is we constantly are unclear, and in the next breath, we add clarity. Either we're asked for it or we realize we need to clarify. It mm-hmm. sounds like that's what's happened here, and you guys have just strung out this search for clarity beyond all reasonable bounds, to be honest. You have clarity.
You
now know what was
lawyers.
Meant. You now know what was meant. There's nothing more really to gain from this.
And you still have algae in your water cooler.
We still have algae in there. I would shake my head every time we pick that up, so...
Put some goldfish in there.
Or snails.
I mentioned synecdoche, but a better word might be metonymy.
Oh, yeah, probably.
That's a figure of speech in which the term for part of a thing or something associated with it stands in for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
One example might be the term Wall Street to refer to the whole financial industry, or Washington standing in for the entire federal government, or in this case, coffee pot standing in for the coffee maker.
Yeah, metonymy.
Metonymy.
I like it. Many of you call us to say you really don't like workplace jargon. Sometimes, though, that workplace jargon can be handy, even kind of profound. Take Joey. He's a high school administrator in Fort Worth, and when he was interviewing candidates for the job of head football coach, nearly every single one of them kept using the same phrase.
These guys over and over would say, it's not about the X's and the O's, it's about the Jimmies and the Joes.
Not about the X's and the O's, it's about the Jimmies and the Joes. And what do you take that to mean?
Well, there's a lot of wisdom in that. I don't know how familiar you are with football, but football's kind of a big deal in Texas.
And yeah, so, I imagine.
A little bit. I heard something about that. Yeah,
right, right. Mm-hmm. And, so I've grown up in Texas and, you know, lived here all my life. And so fall Friday nights are just kind of an exciting thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure.
And so, I mean, it just makes, I guess, maybe every Friday night an exciting thing. But football in particular, coaches can get big egos and you think, you know, that it's all about you and, you know, what you do on the dry erase board on the weekend. You know, you're going to come up with this great play that is going to, lead your team into victory and all of this stuff. And at a certain point, once their ego gets crushed enough, with kids not executing the play as
mm-hmm.
you thought maybe they could,
mm-hmm.
You realize at a certain point you come to the end of yourself and you realize it's really not about what I'm drawing on the dry erase board. It's about the kids who are running those plays. And, you know, if I've got bigger, stronger, faster kids, then whatever the X's and O's I put in front of them, they're going to be able to manage that. They're going to be able to handle it. So, you know, so it really isn't about the X's and O's. It's about having the Jimmies and the Joes that can run those plays.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of a fun statement. Like I said, I'd heard it all my life and, but you know, I don't know. I mean, you have a really smart crowd. I don't know how much football they watch.
Well, just so, I just want to be clear.
It's not mutually exclusive.
I want to be clear. I want to be clear though, just for those who don't follow football, that the X's and the O's are the symbols that are used. The O's are the offensive players, and the X's are the defensive players. So on the whiteboard, you put these up there to represent the players as they're going to move from stage to stage for the play, right? Draw
exactly.
your arrows and so
exactly.
forth. Yeah.
That's
and,
right.
And
that's
Jimmy's
right.
and Joe's, and that's great because those are really common male names. They stand for all of the players, though, right?
Exactly, yeah. exactly.
Are you in your 30s, perhaps?
I am.
Okay, because when you said you've been using that phrase your whole life, I began to wonder. The earliest that I can find that phrase is 1991. It pops up in a story about football in the LA Times. It's
okay.
probably a little
okay.
older than that, but that's 24 years right there.
Sure, sure. And that would have been while I was going through high school, while I was playing high school football.
You know, Grant, I'm not surprised at all that that phrase caught on.
Not at all. Good proverbs tend to be contagious.
Yep. Well, we'll be back in just a few minutes to talk about questions involving, bathrooms. But right now, we'd like for you to pick up the phone. Help keep this public radio station going strong.
Get ready to show your support for programming you depend on. Here comes the number in 321.